Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Our sponsors are Oliver's Markets with 4 locations. Of course, everybody knows their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zigtown, and Bottle Barn for all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs. If Bottle Barn doesn't have it, you don't need it. And I know for a fact they have a great selection of Benziger wines and some imagery wines, too, actually.
Love those guys.
So this is my favorite time of the month when my brother from another mother comes in the studio with me.
Good Chris, morning, Zick.
Good morning, Chris Benziger.
Did you hear the sleigh bells last night?
Oh, I heard lots of sleigh bells. I heard bells just in general.
No, I swear, this snow was unreal.
Where you guys are located in Glen Ellyn and looking up onto the Sonoma Mountain, I mean, how much snow did you get, do you think?
Unfortunately, right where we are, not much, but just like 100 to 200 yards up the hill, it started to snow, and then there was a good 4 to 6 inches at the top of the mountain.
Wow.
We went up there, had a little snowball fight.
Of course you did.
I love it, because it's that once or twice a year, we get that snow, and it's just so beautiful, you know, a little sprinkling of snow across the peaks here. It's amazing.
It makes you feel like we actually have 4 seasons when you see it, right?
Well, you do. Exactly. And one of them's not fire. Yeah. So it's the exact opposite. But also it's good for the vineyard because you know it got cold enough and nothing overwinters, which is kind of one of those things you never want a warm winter, because then the bugs kind of hang out, and then you got to deal with those guys in the next season.
I know. And you don't want an early spring for lots of reasons. But speaking of winter and spring and seasons in general, what's happening in your biodynamic vineyards right now?
So it's kind of dormancy. It's kind of everything is kind of taking a little bit of a backseat, a little sleep, and that's why it's good to get the cold weather. Right. Everything's kind of going. If you look at the grasses too, they weren't really doing much until the week prior when we had a little bit of a warm spell. And it's amazing how much mustard and all the flowers started to pop up. And this to me is really one of my favorite times. They're all my favorite times, but this is really one of the best, is when we come into that late winter when all the flowers pop up.
I love it.
Yeah, because you just see it's like the hand of God came down and just, you know, all the yellow from mustard, all the white and purple from all the other flowers out there. It's amazing.
Well, but then you see the starkness around from winter, so you get this brightness right in the middle of this dead season.
And how many colors of green can you? I mean, from that olive drab of the mosses to this like emerald, like Kelly green of that new growth that's on trees and stuff. It's amazing.
What are you smoking?
Yeah, as someone told me, there are 2 harvests in Sonoma County now. But the coolest thing is all those plants are doing multiple things, right?
That's right.
All those nitrogen fixtures, you know, we plant a lot of bell beans, fava beans, and I just love it because literally they're reaching up, pulling nitrogen out of the air and storing it deep down in the roots. And eventually, as they break down, they'll release nitrogen naturally to it instead of doing it artificially.
Right.
They're also knitting the ground together. So when we got that gully washer a couple weeks ago, everything stayed in place. Thank God for that. And it's also biodiversity, so that they're flowering plants so that the predatory insects can go out there and eat the bad bugs. I mean, it's a whole mess of stuff going on. And it's just cool because those of you who've been in Sonoma County for like 10 years ago, remember when all the vineyards were brown, right?
Right.
Or they had that really ugly brown strip underneath it where you sprayed Roundup.
Ugh.
You know, that was always it. It's like, oh, look at the colors. And it's like, no.
Sadly, I still see some of that when I drive around.
There
sadly.
Is quite a bit of it,
people
actually
need to give up on the Roundup. Just saying.
Oh, there you go. But it's cool to see all that life coming out. But we're in dormancy right now, and I love it because all the little springs are popping up.
Yes.
Mushrooms up, all these little freshettes. There's your SAT word of the day.
Wow, freshette.
The spring thaw, all that kind of moisture in the ground is kind of cool.
It is really cool. And this is a great time to get up and get out and discover all these wonderful things. While it's not tourist season and the tasting rooms and the wineries are not busy with tourists, it's a great time for us locals to get out. And at your winery, you guys have tours. Even though it's wintertime, you have tours where people can check out the vineyards.
Yeah,
and learn
7 days a week. And also check the website out, because I will be doing a tour. It's in a couple months, but I'm also going to do a full vineyard tour. So we go on a big 4-hour hike up into the vineyards, and I kind of show exactly how we do things. Sometimes you bring a forager, so we know, you know, picking the miner's lettuce, showing what are the good mushrooms, what are the bad ones. Always have someone important that knows what they're doing there, because you can get really hurt.
I'll come.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
So speaking of important, you and I love to partner up on different charity events throughout the year so that we can give back to our community. And one of the things that both of us have been involved in for a number of years is an organization called Homeward Bound, which actually helps folks that don't have a home and maybe need to change careers so that they can be finding, you know, some stability in their life and get a home, whether they're with by themselves or with a family. And these folks helped you guys to get back into a home, really.
Oh, and something we appreciated these cold mornings, right? I mean, we have so lucky to have a house you can turn the heat on.
That's
when
right.
It's cold. And these poor people don't have that, and they're at the elements out there.
That's
they're,
right.
These poor folks.
And this organization teaches folks some wonderful careers, one of which is cooking. And they have a whole culinary department and a gardening department.
It's a big kitchen, too. I wouldn't have thought.
It's a huge kitchen. Very, yeah. Very impressive. And so we have an event tomorrow night. And as I mentioned last Wednesday and throughout the week on my on-tour shows, I'm giving away two pairs of tickets to attend the event tomorrow. Now, Homeward Bound is located in Novato. And it is very easy to find. It's just off 101. But we have put together an incredible team for this, what we're calling a Sweethearts Pairings event tomorrow night. And Aww. A good precursor to Valentine's Day, right?
Right on.
So, of course, we have Benziger Wines and Imagery Wines there.
Can I go over the wines when you get a chance?
Yes.
Because I really want to
yes.
brag about them.
Well, they're braggable. And Spirit Works Distillery is donating to the cause. We have Rockstar Mixologist, bartender, Erica Fry there, who's going to be shaking up cocktails that I've created using Monarch Bitters and Syrups, which is our local gal does good. And of course, our cheese guy, David Bice, will be there serving
awesome.
Up some incredible cheeses and with your wines. And then if that's not enough, I'm emceeing it and I've put all the pairings together. But if that's not enough, we have celebrity chef, our best gal ever, Dusky Estes, together with her husband, Chef John Stewart, the ultimate saloonist, there to cook for us as well.
Bring your stretchy pants. Bring your stretchy pants for sure.
I always
sure.
say put those away like at the end of December, but I'll bring them back out for tomorrow night. So tickets are $100 a seat. I have two pairs of tickets to give away today at the end of Wine Wednesday. What wines are we serving tomorrow night?
Well, first of all, my favorite sound in the world is that shaking of a martini. That
mixologist. Yeah, that's a happy sound.
Followed second by the sound of a champagne cork.
Yes, me too.
Those are the two best
sounds.
We
were separated at birth, I'm pretty sure of it.
Absolutely. All right, so we got some good wine. So
yes.
My favorite, is we're going to start off the night with my Patio Pounder, our Sauvignon Blanc. Light,
mm-hmm.
clean, crisp, stainless steel fermented. I love it. Screw cap so we can get to it fast.
Accessibility is everything.
Then we have our Imagery Viognier, and this is so nice.
It's a sexy wine.
Yeah, it's got these aromatics of honeysuckle. It's a great
it's a lover's
wine.
White.
It is.
And there you go.
And then it's funny, I'm a big fan of Merlot. I think Merlot is
Me too. Let's go, Merlot.
Yeah, people have just kind of think bad things in Merlot, and it's such a wonderful grape.
Well, that's just silly.
And this is a single vineyard. We call it Etta's Blend. It's our Sunny Slope Vineyard. Biodynamically farmed. It's a killer Merlot, straight up Merlot. You're going to love it. And then we're going to end with a little Riesling.
Mmm.
Yummy, yummy. Yeah.
I love it.
So that's a hell of a setup right there.
Dusky and John have an incredible menu for the evening. And of course, a lot of the courses that she is created for tomorrow night, she's going to be using our locally made Redwood Hill Farm yogurts and kefirs and cheeses and things just to keep it uber, uber local. So if you would like to go, now don't call in if you can't go, but it's tomorrow night starting at 6 p.m. in Novato. And two pairs of tickets we're giving away today. And what else? What else is going on? Is all good?
I'm just stunned on that event. It's going to be so much fun.
I know. Yeah. I really, really am looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to seeing all of you there tomorrow night. We're almost sold out of tickets, but I do have two pairs to give away today for the first and second callers that can answer the following question. What is the name of the Merlot block that Chris Benziger just talked about that is going to be featured tomorrow night at the dinner? It's a special biodynamically farmed Etta's Block Merlot block. you're welcome.
Yes, there you go. I love teachers like you at school.
Right?
I did so good on those tests.
multiple choice, whatever success. Yeah. Anyway, the first couple callers that call in and can attend and have the right answer, we'll get to go to this fabulous Homeward Bound event tomorrow night in Novato and enjoy Spirit Works cocktails, Monarch bitters and syrups, cheeses from our cheese guy, David Bice, and of course, Bice and Spice will be up front and center tomorrow night.
Right. And we're doing something good, too, by helping out.
That's right. This is an incredible organization. It's their 10-year anniversary. So
10 years. They've been doing some great stuff.
They have.
The facility is amazing out there.
It really is.
Really getting people back on their feet and getting their confidence back. It's really amazing.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning, Mr. Benziger. Putting the zig in the middle of Benziger.
It's always a pleasure, and I can't wait to come. The next time I will talk to you, spring will have sprung.
Yes, it will.
And we'll be pruning. We'll know kind of how the year is right. So right now, everything's sleepy, but it's
well,
okay.
I'm going to come do that hike with you at Benziger in a couple
Let's
months.
Let's do it. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'll try to come on maybe right before then so we
perfect.
Can...
Talk about it.
Perfect.
I love it. If you want to get hip to what's happening in the world of wine and, of course, cocktails, you can follow me on social media. My handle is at Ziggy the Wine Gal, of course, or send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com. Have a great biodynamic morning, everybody. Cheers.
Bye.